This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And once again, the guy lies a little bit. We're still trying to get hooked up on the cameras.
Hi, asterisk, everyone. You're still trying
get
to get
out of here. What, you guys
cameras.
Are ready to go?
Yeah.
You guys
yeah.
are both just sitting there waiting?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh.
Wait a minute. It's black.
Boom.
Hey. Welcome, everybody, to Gwynn and Chris. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. at Petco Park. Scraby. Alongside here in the Odyssey Palace Studios, and we're in a little better mood today, I trust, after the Padres got back in the win column last night, 5-1.
Who was in a bad mood? I don't recall anybody being in a bad mood yesterday.
I thought Scraby was yelling at the world.
No, that was Monday.
On Monday.
That was Monday.
I think yesterday I would probably take over the lead in the bad mood department because of the whole Ryan O'Hearn criticism you and I were getting, or I was getting mostly. And, you know, so I wasn't in a good mood. I didn't like the fact, you know, anyway, I don't want to regurgitate
yeah, we
that.
We don't need to go down that
yeah,
road.
Let's yeah. leave that one. Ryan
did you
O'Hearn,
know he was 2-for-4 last night?
I did. He had a good game, a couple of singles and an RBI, and he was just part of it as the Padres beat the Gigantes 5-1. I mean, you got to be honest. I mean, when the second pitch of the game goes over the fence, though, you're like, really? Like, is this possible? You know, I mean, God, again?
I think that's a fair thought.
You know,
second ball goes over the wall. Really?
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
No, yeah, right. That's what we're doing. So, Pivetta was on his game, and he's been doing that all year. And that's why he really should get a little more love in the Cy Young consideration. I think a little more love than he's getting. But, you know, I heard Jesse say this on the broadcast late in the broadcast, Tony. He said, you know, the Padres didn't do anything incredible last night. They just went out and got back to business and got the job done. And, you know, look, Iglesias came up with a big hit, and Manny got the ball in play there to get a run in, and you know, O'Hearn had a base hit, and so that they did what they needed, and this is the formula. You know, yep. Get yourself 5 or 6 innings from Pivetta. You normally get that from your other starters. You hadn't gotten it recently, but you know, you go back to a 2-1 game for 5 or 6 innings, and then give your bullpen the ball. And so that's what I saw last night, and I'm glad I saw it.
It's just a reminder that you know. The sky was never falling. It was more that they didn't get good starting pitching. You know, they had the one crazy day where King couldn't pitch.
Right.
Had a bullpen day, which actually turned out to be their best
yeah.
pitch game of the series.
That's right.
And then the two games after that, they didn't get the typical starts that they normally get from the guys that threw. And so, especially against those type of teams, you're behind the eight ball, and it's gonna be a tough climb. And then the first game here, what happens? Another bad start to a ball game. It finished better, but before they even picked up the tools, they were already down 4-0.
Yeah, right.
So you know, the difference was Pivetta. Yes, he gave up the second pitch homer, but he didn't give up anything else after that, and it just allowed the Padres' offense to kind of ease into the game, and then they took the opportunities they got, they cashed them in, and they got to their magic number 4. You hand it over to the bullpen, boom, bada bing.
Yeah, they weren't going to lose again, scoring 4 runs. They're now 51-17. That is a 75% win rate. So, you know, you score your 4. I like the chance. And they did lose a game on Sunday when they scored 4.
Yeah.
But it doesn't happen too often. So Padres back in business. Dodgers, as you might expect, didn't let the Rockies beat them again. So it is still a 2-game margin. And, you know, my mind works this way, so I'll go ahead and throw it out there. But, you know, I'm looking for the Padres to gain a game today and tomorrow combined. Like, there's 2 games today, you know, today and tomorrow. Hopefully the Dodgers will lose 1 at least. The Rockies have played a little better. Maybe they can sneak one more. The Padres win there too. That would get us to within 1 game. And then you take 2 out of 3 over the weekend, and then we're back even, set, ready to go down the stretch. That's kind of what I'm hoping for. And I know the Padres players and coaches can't think that way, but that's me. Tony,
I don't really care where they are.
I know you don't care.
Because we just finished learning. We were like,
I know.
How good would it be if we go into that Dodgers series a game up?
Oh, yeah, and it didn't help, did it?
It didn't help at all. So, I don't care how it goes, where they are when we go into this series. As long as when that series comes, and the rest of the series, they just play good. If they play good, it takes care of itself. And then, you know, we got however many games from the end of that Dodgers series to the end, and we won't
31
see
again. More. Unbelievably
31 more
so.
From
yeah.
there on.
Yeah.
They both got a mix of one good team or 2 good teams and some bad teams. It's pretty, you know, Padres
schedules are pretty even,
pretty
honestly.
Similar.
Yeah,
right.
They really are.
So, you know, I would listen. It's always a fun storyline for us when the Padres go in and they got a 1-game lead. But at the end of the day, if they don't win those games, they're just going to be back where they were. So, be where they are. Try to set some momentum going into this series. Although they had that too going into the last one, and that didn't really change anything. Just as long as they're playing better. Yesterday was the best game they've played probably since what the Giants game, the last Giants game in San Francisco.
Yeah, it was clean.
They hadn't played that well since then.
Clean game for sure last night. Giants did not play clean, by the way. A couple of errors, one right at the beginning of the game, which helped the Padres get the tying run home and move on. I was amazed when I read it in the paper today. You probably knew it last night. I'm sure Jesse pointed it out. But the Manny RBI was his first in 14 games, and that is almost the longest stretch of his career. This is not meant to besmirch Manny. The reason I'm bringing it up is because you would think if somebody told you 14 games ago that Manny is not going to have a single RBI, you would have gone, oh no, we're going to be in trouble. They went 9-5 in those 14 games.
Yeah.
That includes the 4-game losing streak, right? So it tells me that this team
crazy.
Is more than a one-man gang, and they have been all year, and everybody's been contributing here and there. And, you know, Laureano gets a lot of credit for that because he's been great since the trade deadline. And, you know, Hearn's come in here, had a couple of good games. Look, he said it himself yesterday. I don't know if everybody heard this, you know, the Ryan O'Hearn fan club out there. But even he said he wished he had been contributing more because he really hadn't been doing what he wanted to do. I think last night was more his kind of game with a couple of hits and an RBI and, you know, so look, everybody's been doing their thing, and now hopefully Manny gets it going again. And
that's crazy. 9-5 in those 14 games, he didn't have an RBI.
Yeah, I was shocked by that. So,
I don't know that would have been, you know, prior to that deadline, that would have been a tough carry to, you know, for especially the way they had been playing prior for him to go 9-5. But you take it. Hopefully, yesterday he kind of broke out. He swung the bat. His BP yesterday before the game, I said this on the air, was spectacular. Like, I don't know that I've seen a more impressive BP. It was like line drives. I'm talking about like low line drives, but all of them kept going over the wall. It was like they say, you know, when you're playing, they tell you, man, just try to hit a line drive through the center field wall. And like you're in your mind, you're like, okay, I get the idea of what you want my swing to do, but the ball's not going to actually do that.
Yes, I know you want me to hit my golf shot 300 yards down the middle, but it doesn't
right,
really
like,
happen.
Exactly. you got the idea of the stroke you need for it, but he was actually hitting balls like that yesterday out of the ballpark, and then he had two knocks that looked very similar to that.
I told Sam Levitt last night at the ball game, and Sam will be on with us a little later previewing tonight's game, but I told him, and maybe I have noticed this before, but it stuck out to me last night. The bat speed that man generates is something that I can't explain. You almost have to see it to believe it. How does he get so much speed on that bat, Tony? I wish I had the answer to that because... Yeah, I have no clue. His bat gets through the zone in a hurry.
He's got leverage. Swing is so short and smooth, short to it, long through it. But, you know, he's got the, like, ideal size to be able to have that type of swing. But he's a, his stroke yesterday was pretty nice.
It was good to see. Good to see. Pivetta continues to do the job, as we said. And, you know, you're back on the win column. Now you got to get two more. You want to get two more. God, it was too strong. It just is. We keep saying every game's a must game. Feels that way, but there's still 35 games to go, or 36 actually to go. So,
yeah.
We could lose today, Tony, and still go 35-1, and that would be fine.
Yeah.
So today is not really a must game. But they're all nice to have. I want to thank Jesse and you for giving me a moment in the booth yesterday before the game. And the great John Miller came in. And I'm like a fanboy of John Miller's. I did everything I could not to act that way.
He handled it like a pro, ladies and gentlemen. You would not have known that
I'm
he
glad,
was
but,
a super fan of John Miller.
I think this guy's one of the greatest announcers ever. And I asked Jesse.
I did notice
Jesse said the same
at
thing.
Him quite was, hard, though.
Oh, weird.
I did notice it. Weird. I was thinking to myself, man, he is like staring through his
staring
skull
right through
now.
Him. This is John Miller. He was standing right next to me and talking to you guys. He seemed like the nicest guy ever. He's given Tony a bit of a hard time, and so that was kind of fun for me last night, and to a legend like that. And I do think he is, you know, one of the guys you got to put on the legend list when it comes
for
to
sure.
broadcasters.
I know
he was on
that. Jesse and I talk about that often.
Yeah.
That is our childhood, like literally standing in the doorway talking
right.
every Sunday night baseball, him and Joe Morgan.
Yeah,
were the guy. I didn't even know he was and this was just, I was probably too young, but I didn't even know. I know him for Sunday Night Baseball. I didn't know him because he was the Giants broadcast.
That's how I know him.
I was like blown away the first time my dad was going through some tapes. I'm like, yo, why is the Sunday Night guy doing? Why is he doing the Giants game? I did not understand it at all. But here he is sitting in there talking to us, and oftentimes, you know, right as we're getting ready to go to first pitch, he's still here. You know, he's got to get to his first pitch. But he just, it's like one of those, he's like my father in some ways, like just loves to talk
baseball,
he loves the game. Life, whatever.
And you can tell he loves it by the way he broadcasts it. And just to add to his career before the Giants, he was 14 years with the Orioles. And that's where I first discovered John Miller before the great days of Sunday Night Baseball. So anyway, it's fun to get to meet him last night. Thanks to you and Jesse for allowing me that chance. Reminder to all of you, Scraby and I will be out at the far corner this Friday before the ball game. Of course, the Dodgers are in town Friday night. So coming out and get ready for the game with us Friday. The ultimate game day hangout. It is far corner. It is across the street from Petco, 10th and J, and we'll be there at 2:00, 2 to 6. I'll tell you more about that as we go along. Gwen and Chris is underway. We'll tell you what's on the show when we come back. And I don't know. It was kind of fun last night.
Are you going to bury the lead?
I know. I didn't even know if Tony saw it.
I didn't see it.
You didn't see it.
You're going to bury the lead.
Yeah, we'll tell
Sammy
you.
Sammy Lev texted me this last night.
It was the biggest news of the night. We'll talk about it when Gwen and Chris returns.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I was being bogged down with Dallas Cowboy talk by Dave Margus. He really thinks his team is relevant. Like, he was asking me if I've seen the documentary, the new one that's come out, apparently.
I can't watch it because it's all about how they beat up on the 49ers.
I had no idea this thing even existed.
I didn't either.
I did. I saw it on Netflix.
Jesse's about to hop on. He was had to be objected to it, too.
Here's the thing. We got to hear about the Cowboys. We got to hear about Man United. Got to hear about the Yankees. Torpedo Bat. Still, he's the only one talking about Torpedo Bats. Still excited about Torpedo Bats.
Hey, UCLA. Don't forget UCLA.
I'm talking about them so much. I can't imagine why. Because they haven't won anything.
Torpedo sandwiches, not Torpedo Bats.
Torpedo sandwiches, he's trying to say.
His two favorite teams are like the least. They worry about winning the least.
Yes.
Dallas Cowboys, UCLA Bruins.
But he also, you said, did he say Yankees?
A joke about.
Oh, got
Yankees,
it. I was going to say, I knew
Cowboys.
Dave hated.
He really meant the Dodgers is what he
sometimes
really
all the teams.
Dodger Dave
hate.
Is what we call
him. Yeah,
I
heard if you're
parts.
A UCLA fan, you're also automatically a Dodger fan. So.
Oh, it's automatic. Yeah. I didn't realize.
Speaking of.
Aztec for life.
Speaking of documentaries.
See, don't even go there.
Don't try that, Dave. We're not letting
this
in.
Guy, we've already been down this road many times, but every time he says something like Aztec for life, it gets under my skin.
He said it an awful lot when they went to the Final Four.
That's the last time I heard him say it was when they went to the Final Four. That was like the first time in like 2 years that he said it.
Dave just wears an Aztec for Life shirt.
Speaking of documentaries, when is the Tony and Jesse documentary coming out that I saw filmed last night in the booth, or some of the filming of it?
Yeah, that's
is that a Netflix?
Top secret there, buddy.
Okay.
Top secret.
Oh. okay.
Nice job on letting out the secret, Chris.
I didn't let out the secret. I'm going to have a big thing. You'll find out about the details at some point.
Nonetheless. But so that's what I was doing during the break. Mr. Marcus.
I don't really understand what you could even say about the Cowboy. Like, why would you want to bring them up right now?
I can't understand his excitement for it. Like, he's watching his owner literally sabotage his own team in real time. And, like, he is, like, super excited about this this year. Monday.
Enjoy, Dave.
First of all, I never liked Jerry Jones from the moment he bought the team. I'm just saying, because he fired Tom Landry, like, right away.
And then he won you three titles. I don't know if he had a lot of...
I know.
Did you remember that, Dave?
Yeah, I was there one of them.
You remember that, Dave?
The Rose Bowl.
So well, I was going to say, you should have liked that,
It's a valid question because it was a long time ago. He might not remember.
Yeah. But I wish he would just like not be the GM or sell the team or just get out of the way.
Yeah, just let his son be the GM. He's much smarter. What's that guy's
younger,
name?
That's about it. Younger, that's all he is.
What is that guy's name? Stephen Jones.
Stephen Jones. Yeah,
oh, yeah, he's a genius.
Jerry Jones.
He's a genius.
He's a genius. Nonetheless, no lineup to this point.
So here's the deal, Tony.
Chris needs to bring this up.
Well, Scraby wants me to bring it up.
Yeah.
It's the second batter of the game last night. Helia Ramos.
What was that first name again?
I don't know. Ask Jesse how to pronounce it. Helia Ramos.
Elliot.
Thank you.
Yes.
As everybody was settling back into their seats after the home run given up by Pivetta, Helio Ramos. God, what is his name?
Elliot.
Just say Ramos.
Mr. Ramos stepped into the batter's box. He got, I believe, to an 0-2 count. He took a ball. He fouled one away. And then he fouled one up into the press box. And I tell you, it could not have been more into my hands. I didn't even have to stand up. I didn't have to move a muscle. It landed right in my hands.
Did it hurt?
No. That's how perfect it was.
Wow.
It was just a soft spinner that came right there. Anyway,
I'm not going to lie to you. I had no idea you caught a foul ball yesterday.
See?
I feel like I would have saw that.
I know. I would have thought you might have, but it's you. I wouldn't expect you to
was
see
that
it.
Early in the game?
Second batter of the game. Second batter of the game.
Oh, see, yeah, I was still trying.
You're still doing your lineups?
Yeah, that's probably why I didn't. I'm not even going to lie to you. Yesterday, you know, usually I have my lineup, I would say, 98% done most days.
Right.
Yesterday, I was about 50% done when the first pitch came. I didn't have the records at the top. I didn't have umpires. I didn't have half of a defense. It was like just half done. There was so much happening here yesterday, but
so you went on the air a little bit half naked, almost. That explains why you didn't hang the star out then. I was going to talk to you about that.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't hung the star anyway.
No, you wouldn't have needed to. It was too easy of a catch.
My immediate thought when I saw this picture, well, Sam actually texted me after you did it.
Right.
Was how great would it have been if it was Ryan O'Hearn instead that hit the foul ball to Chris? That would have been incredible.
Had Ryan O'Hearn hit it, it would have bounced off the back of the wall and hit me in the head. But that wasn't it.
Earlier this year, there was one foul ball that came at me, and I kept telling
you
Tony.
Scrambled, buddy.
Tony for years. I was like, I'm going to catch this ball. I'm going to catch. This thing came at me, and I couldn't have gotten out of the way fast enough. The thing hit the wall behind me and left a mark. There's still a mark from it. Listen, so I'm surprised you're not hurting.
That baseball has a strange way, especially when the body and the eyes recognize that it's coming in hot.
Yeah.
It has a strange way of moving all kinds of body parts really fast.
Really fast.
And I will tell you that I would have been more than happy to dive under the desk, except for this one was somehow the softest foul ball that could have ever reached the press box. So,
do you have it?
No, I threw it to a kid underneath.
Gave it up?
You can't give up a ball that you catch.
Absolutely can. No need for the ball. Gave it to some young kid down below. I wanted to thank the people that tweeted me.
Chris is in the participation trophies, apparently.
Yeah. Wow. I'm
just messing with you.
No, the kid will have a nice story to tell.
I'm just messing with you.
I got some nice little notes on Twitter to the picture.
Wow, that's nice.
I'm reading this to you because I want you to hear the last one, guys. You're not going to believe how mean
Whoa.
Some of us still are.
Oh, God. Well, I can't believe, number one.
Okay, well, wait till you hear this one. But Sammy, you're right. Sammy Levitt was sitting next to me, took a photo of it. He put it up online. I retweeted it. And what I wrote was, hey, I caught a foul ball. First time ever. I did have a couple roll to me back in the day, but this is the first time I ever caught one. I even said, it's not necessarily a bucket list item, but I said it was fun nonetheless. And I said, thanks to Elliot Ramos for hitting
it. There you go, Elliot.
I said, thanks to him for hitting it to me. And I said, thanks to the press box for the rousing ovation, which was a joke because nobody even applauded or said a word.
Oh,
it was as if life just went right on.
Well, that happens all the time.
I know. So anyway, people, tweeted me back, and yay, congratulations. That's weird. It had never happened. Hector tweeted out something funny. Said, I think it was fan interference.
That's good.
That was good. Charlie wrote nice. He said, always a rush, Chris. I got one off Ricky Henderson in the 90s. People were very supportive of it in general. One guy even said, it's refreshing to see somebody who's a longtime sports person acknowledge a feat. That would certainly be a thrill for an old fan like myself. But then I got to the last post.
Oh, no.
It's always the last.
There's always the last post. I think after this post, everyone was scared to even send one.
Oh, gosh.
This was so mean.
Should you read the name? Because I like to shame people.
I do want to shame this person. I can't believe that you would write something intended to be so mean over something so innocuous, and I even said it was innocuous in my post, right? I wrote in my post that it wasn't a bucket list. Like, I wasn't, doing a cartwheel. It just was kind of fun and cool. This is from, I'm going to say his or her name, Rokistan, Rokistan. Please stop following me, Rokistan.
You can block him if you want.
Whatever. Here's what Rokistan wrote. Way too many words about this. Like, big deal. Way too many words about this. Like, big deal. Are you 8?
Wow.
I couldn't believe, how mean-spirited that was.
That's actually not mean. I think that's actually funny.
Oh, you think it's funny?
I think they meant it to be mean.
Oh, I don't think they meant it to be.
But if it was sent to me,
of course,
I would be like, that's actually a really good one.
No, I don't think that was to be funny. That was to be mean. It was to try to bust my balloon or whatever.
Is that a troll move right there?
I don't know.
That's definitely a troll move. Are you kidding me?
I can't even say that I'm surprised that someone was in there just looking to rain on your parade.
Yeah,
even if your parade wasn't even that big of a deal to you.
Yeah, right.
They had to get in there and just let you know how ridiculous you
are. Right. Oh, what are you, 8?
Well, you know what I love about these sorts of tweets?
Here's the thing. Scraby thinks it was funny. He wants to look. Do you want to follow the guy?
No, I don't want to follow the guy.
Like,
I know that he was trying to be mean to you.
Send him a congratulations note.
But it was like,
hey, you know what you do, Chris? Just remind Scraby of how he feels now when the tables are turned, because they often are, and he's getting some blowback on the chat or on Twitter. He's like, hey, man, it's such funny. Laugh it off.
I didn't even go on the chat yesterday.
Key.
Sometimes it depends on where I'm at, but it was like that one time you and I posted a picture of Chris and I at a game, and some guy commented, and if you are so mean and clever, I will give it to you. But he said,
oh, I remember this.
Yeah, he was like, are you sure that you two did SD fat loss and lost 90 pounds? Because I'm looking at this picture and ..
Yeah, he basically just wrote under our photo,
you're
boy,
fat.
The two of you guys are really fat.
And I actually gave him a little bit of applause because that was so unique.
You felt that was creative?
You did that in applause.
My goodness.
Yeah, I did.
Something, you have a screw loose.
That's how I combat things, because if I think it's funny, then it doesn't bother me.
Well, this was, okay, maybe this was funny. I don't think it was.
I think it was meant
to be incredibly mean-spirited.
Here's the thing,
and
it was taken as such. Here's the thing I think is so funny about these tweets. This guy spent more time writing back than it would have taken for him to read the tweet and scroll on. He literally took more time to write you back to tell you that than it was to read the tweet. So, sir, you have the problem because you took more time to type the tweet.
Rokistan
has the problem.
R-O-K-I-S-T-A-N. Everybody send him a mean tweet. We could get his inbox flooded.
That's the problem with these people, though. He probably wants that.
Let's get back on track. We have to go past our time.
So yeah, we are.
Let's get to break.
Thanks, Uncle Tony and Scraby. Thanks for letting me be on the show.
You know, I gotta steer us back there sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm only 8 years old, and I'm proud to be here.
We're
going to take our 8-year-old judge with us in the next segment. Sports Court on the way.
Welcome back to Gwynn and Chris. 2:36 is the time. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., and Scraby. I'm the only one dressed like a kook right now. But if you're tuned in on the YouTube, you can see that it must be time for our Sports Court get together. Tony is lucky enough to be down at the ballpark today, so he doesn't have to wear this wig is the itchiest, like, device ever. His device, probably not the right word, but you know what I'm going
for. Tony just opened a bottle of wine? Like, what was that?
What happened?
It sounded like you opened a bottle of
wine. I was trying to put my hat on so I could have something on, but it didn't work.
All right, I got it on, Chris. There we go.
Okay, we're ready to do a little Sports Court. I think if it had brought to our attention, we would sentence Roki Stan to 6 months in the county Hoosegow for that mean tweet. But instead, we'll go on to see what Scraby has in mind for us to discuss today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you have a sports issue, San Diego? Do you need a third party to make a decision? The guys have put on their robes and picked up their gavels.
All rise. Here comes the judge.
Gwynn and Chris Sports Court starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, so something we haven't talked about tonight. And by the way, if you have any situations, I'm running short on situations, so I had to do a lot of Reddit, but I wanted to ask something about the people who ran on the field last night. Now, there were two separate incidents, and Jason Adams' face was hilarious during the first incident when the person got taken down. I went on Twitter after the game, and I was like, I got to see this video because I know people are posting videos. It looked like it was two kids that were under the age of 18, right?
I think they were
they,
both.
They both looked like they were underage. Yeah. The first one certainly looked like they were underage.
Yeah, the first one for sure. The second one, I couldn't really see their face or get any
Who
sort of...
Who are we blaming for this whole thing in the beginning?
Hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
Side note, I loved when Mud last night on the... Don was saying the attendance, and Mud just kept yelling, and two morons! And two morons! Which was really funny, really funny. So who are we blaming for this? That's... Yeah, let's talk about that, because that's not my question. My question is going to be about if you were their parent and Tony's going to go first, what would be the punishment? But let's talk about that first, Chris.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. I mean, I think I'd have to bring the parents into the courtroom. The people, the guardians, who was ever with them, the Cleveland guardians that were with these, you know, who I perceive to be children who are running out on the field. I doubt, at least off the top of my head anyway, that any 13 or 14-year-old would think that's a really cool idea unless they were egged on by somebody in their own family.
Which you never know.
So I might sentence the perpetrators themselves to, you know, some hard labor somewhere, you know, sweeping
in the
up the back of the courtyard, or, you know, repainting the lines in the parking lot here at the courthouse. But I think the parents would come under a little more scrutiny than that from my courtroom perch. I would need to hear something that led me to believe that for some reason the parents were completely not in the know here. Because that's pretty crappy. I've not ever seen that.
A younger kid doing that.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
I haven't either.
So,
Tony, if you were, you're the only actual parent on the show, but if this was your kid, what would their punishment be?
I can't tell you what their punishment is.
Yeah, they might punish Tony for his punishment.
Yeah. Really?
It wouldn't be good.
What happened here, Tony? I mean, do we think the parents egged them on? I mean, we're just trying to predict.
I really hope that the parents had nothing. They weren't even in the... I hope they weren't even in the building.
I hope they both left or something, and the kids took it upon themselves to think this was a good idea, but... It's not like, good, man.
You know what else I think? This might seem kind of harsh. I remember a time when if you ran on the field, security was trying to obliterate you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they were trying to put their bet. If they missed out on getting the chance to play football, they were trying to get you. These were, you know, they were very nice to the young men that decided to run across the field. I wouldn't have been mad at all if someone had a Lawrence Taylor-like leap or a lot Ronnie Lott like leap as they went to tackle them. Just to kind of, I mean, the whole point is like, you can't do that. I mean, there's going to be, I'm sure, you know, they're going to press charges, they're going to, you know, whatever the punishment's going to be. But yeah, man, that's just stupid. And to be fair, we don't see it that much anymore. There was a time where we saw it more often, and I think people are annoyed by it now. It used to, you know, I remember when I was young, people used to run the field. It was like people were cheering the guy on. I didn't hear none of that last night. It was just kind of like, oh,
can we get
man,
on with the game?
Some like, idiots running across the field.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it surprised anybody, though, that looked closely and saw that it was a youngster on both occasions. I do have something quick to add. I think it's time to start coming up with more creative punishment. Never mind these kids having to do extra chores. Here's what they have to do.
I'm a little afraid for what Chris is about to say.
They have to, their parents, and we'll provide the funds. Their parents have to take them to a Charger or Rams game, since that's the closest NFL game.
Okay.
And their parents, along with the kids, have to go running out on the field during the game.
Okay.
And take the consequences that happens with an NFL player attacking and tackling them. That will keep them from ever doing it again. Hear, hear.
He says, hear, hear. I don't know that that's the solution, but
I like it.
Someone's getting concussed. It ain't going to be the football player.
That's right.
Someone on the chat, or a couple people on the chat, are thinking this is a TikTok trend because apparently a girl did it on Monday at Angel Stadium.
Oh,
which
awesome.
I have heard about some of these TikTok trends. One of my Bay Area friends was telling me that some kids are now trying to ride on top of the BART train and do a TikTok
No, they're not
video.
Trying. They are.
Like,
I
they're
saw
trying
that.
To surf it.
That's what it's
so
called.
Dangerous.
It's called surfing. They're doing it
it's
in
not
New
called
York
surfing.
Too.
It's called stupidity, right?
Well, yes. I will say that these kids clearly haven't heard the their parents tell them something along the lines. So if Johnny goes and jumps into the river, are you going to go jump into the river after they follow these TikTok things? Like it's the thing to do. Some of them are like extremely dangerous too. Like.
Surfing
I remember
on a BART train.
It might have been last year or the year before. Like, we got an email because it was going around the schools like, hey, please tell your kids not to do such and such TikTok challenge that's out there. And it's like, yo, we got to. I didn't have to tell my kids that. They knew better. But I'm just saying, like, you got to actually send an email out to other people so they can tell their kids not to do this kind of stuff.
It's kind of survival of the fittest. Remember those kids eating Tide Pods?
Oh, Tide Pods. Yes, I do remember
that.
By
the way, I've used Tide Pods in my life and never wanted to eat one of them. So, Dominic said...
What do you think it is? Do you think it's the colors that excites them that wants
to put
it in their mouth?
Probably.
That's so weird.
It is really weird. Dominic says, make them clean all of the bathrooms at Petco after the
game.
That's the punishment.
That's a diabolical punishment right there.
And I'm all for it. I'm all for it. And they're going to have to do it with a toothbrush. Every single toilet with a toothbrush.
Who's going to have to do it? The kids or
the kids,
parents?
The kids.
Nah, both of them.
Both of them.
Oh.
Both of them.
My goodness. All right.
We spent too much time on this. Let's move on to the next case.
Okay, so Chris is really getting into this. Hold on. I have to put up this video on the screen because the other day during the Little League World Series, there was a player interviewed, and she was asked about Shohei Ohtani. Here is the situation. And then I'll ask you about it after.
Home run ball, you hit in a game you went to? What was that? Tell me that story.
So I went to LA back in 2023 to watch the Angels game in which Shohei Ohtani was still in Angels. And during that time, Kikuchi from Toronto Blue Jays was pitching. And then Ohtani was running. And then he hit a home run into an area where the fans couldn't go. And then this guy got the ball and gave it to my brother. So the next day, we went to the VIP box at the front and I asked for his signature, but all he gave me was a side eye and, like, not a nice glance. So after that, like, I've never liked him ever since. He's not really humble, so, yeah. Not my style.
Hey, Monica. That's old Monica there from
that
Brisbane, Australia.
That makes gravy feel so good.
Oh, we love that.
I think it's...
Are you going to get Monica on the show now?
I think it's incredibly brave to be able to go on to national television and call out Shohei Ohtani.
This is, well, you never heard the kids say the darndest things.
That's right.
I mean,
kids are honest,
unfiltered.
Yeah,
this is the best version of us.
Well, some say that Ohtani is a jerk for this, and some say this kid is entitled. Tony, what is your decision?
Entitled?
Yeah, entitled. Like I deserve his autograph.
I mean, it's probably somewhere in the middle, right? Like. I'm sure Ohtani signs a lot. I've certainly don't. There is no part of me that thinks he doesn't walk by people like he didn't hear him. I think every one of us has done that. Like, you've signed for a little bit. Eventually, you got to go. And you're like, hey. And you have to do the, like, I see you, but I don't see you type deal as you walk by. Like, yeah. I don't see you. Right? So, I mean, it's probably somewhere in between. I don't think the kid's entitled. I think it's a good story. It's important for athletes to remember that in any moment, that is what you're leaving behind for the kid or whoever it is that considers you an idol or is a big fan of yours. You're setting that up. Doesn't mean that you're a bad person. Just on that particular day, maybe Shohei was busy. Maybe he had something to do. Maybe he didn't. But, you know, that's always just something to keep in mind, that you are coloring a memory for especially young kids. That was 2023 at that point. So she was 10.
Yeah.
So she's a 12-year-old now. She's 10. That was 2 years ago. But that's something that's going to probably be etched in her mind for the rest of her life. And she's going to feel some type of way until there's something that changes that.
Chris, what do you have to say?
Well, I don't understand why anybody thinks she's entitled. I mean, they got a ball and it was hit by Shohei Ohtani. Wouldn't everybody want to try to get it signed? I mean, if you have a chance to the next day.
I think they think she's entitled because she's calling him out on a national broadcast.
Oh, I don't think. Okay, well, they might think that, but I'm going to rule against those people. I think she had every right to tell the story, and I think it was fun, and I think the way she told it was funny, and I like how she ended it by saying, "So I don't like him anymore."
I also think this could be a culture thing, right? She was from Australia,
yeah, mm-hmm.
Right? Like, you know, maybe they get right to it. They don't beat around the bush like maybe we do in the States sometimes when we're trying to nice. See, they might just, hey, this is what happened. I've never been a fan ever since. That's how I feel. I don't know. I don't think she went into it like she told the story clearly beforehand, and they enticed her to tell it again. So, yeah, you know. Yeah.
Let's also give a little credit to the reporter there.
Absolutely.
ESPN hiring like 12-year-old kids to be the reporters.
That was on the ESPN 2 broadcast, I believe.
Well, what a great thing that is to give those kids that opportunity. You know, and Shohei Ohtani got what Tony just said, which is he got God. And it's almost impossible for this not to happen. Because if Shohei Ohtani signs 99 autographs, the one he doesn't sign is going to translate into he told 10 people, and they told 10 people, and they told 10 people. And now there's 1,000 people who don't like Shohei. So that's a tough deal.
I can guarantee.
Guarantee.
That my dad walked by many people, was like, I'm done, or I'm just not signing.
He had to, right?
Was it eating your dad alive, though, that he wasn't doing it?
Probably not. He had other things to do sometimes.
Okay, I just feel like your dad is that type of guy, because all the stories he'll stop in the middle of dinner to sign autographs.
That's kind of Chris's point, though, is that that doesn't mean that you're not mindful of it. It's just you're not going to sign every single card.
I do get that.
Every single day. And so that particular day, it might lead to a story where it was like, I mean, I went to Qualcomm and Tony Gwynn didn't sign for me that day.
Don't tell me Tony Gwynn's a nice guy. He didn't sign for me.
Right. And that's okay. That's all part of it.
Yeah. I'm reminded of the story that I have told on the show quite often. Actually, I didn't realize this until we started talking about this, but it's the time that I saw Reggie Miller in a Chinese food restaurant in Chicago. And my parents asked the waitress to go ask him if I could come over and get an autograph from him. She came back. She looked at us, and she said, no. And my dad said that he heard him say, "Can't you tell him no, I'm with my ladies." And he put his arms around the two girls. That were with him. And on, so Reggie. I have hated Reggie Miller ever since. We even asked the waitress. That was respectful.
Wait, hold up. Can I just butt in? I know a little something about this. Just because you asked the waitress, does that mean that
you don't get any extra privileges? Like,
well, it's not like I just walked up to him.
You didn't just come up.
Yeah, you sent somebody else up to bother him.
Right. I mean, it's the same thing.
It's even worse.
Oh, here we go.
Scraby, you're punished 2 weeks in the Hooskow for that behavior.
Cole says TG Jr. took the time for me last night. Big ups. I guess you met him on your way out, Tony, of the stadium.
Good for you, TG
Jr. Listen, if he would have asked me for an autograph, he would have been out of luck. I got to get out of that parking lot, son.
You're lucky if you ask Tony for an autograph after a game that he doesn't leave footprints on your chest.
It is a speed walk.
Nobody walks faster after a game. The race is on between Tony and Don Orsillo.
That is true.
It's fun to watch.
That is true. It is fun to watch. I'll put bets on that, actually.
The two of them can get through the crowd pretty quickly.
One last comment. I Need Money says, TG Senior signed autographs for a giant line of people, including myself, at Valley Middle School in Carlsbad after one of TG Junior's basketball games. Some legends are just built different.
But, believe me, I am not sitting here saying my dad didn't sign. Sometimes I'd be there annoyed, like ready to go home and sign it. But I have certainly seen him give people the business. Like, I'm not today, guys, I'm not doing it. Sorry. And just keep it moving.
All right.
Now, maybe he signed enough in the course of his time that there's enough people out there to drown out the few that he didn't. But
I'm pretty sure there is.
It definitely happened.
Yeah. I mean, he also said famously, I don't know why anybody in San Diego needs my signature anymore. Because I signed for everyone.
That's really funny, actually. All right, quickly, last one. Our fantasy football league had a punishment associated with coming in last each year. I came in last last year, and the punishment is for me to pick up my kids from school in a Tinkerbell outfit. My kids are mortified, and they do not want
me to do
this.
This sounds like more of a punishment for the kids, honestly. Yeah, I don't like it.
The league is forcing me to do it. Do I have the right to tell these guys no, Tony?
Here's actually a strong case for multiple reasons why. First, this doesn't seem like a punishment to him. It seems like a punishment to his kid. Chris kind of hit on that. The second one is probably the most important. If a grown man goes onto a middle school campus dressed as Tinkerbell in 2025,
they have every right to arrest him.
There could be a whole lot of problems.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just think this is kind of dangerous, I think.
Yeah.
Especially if you've been a normal dad this whole time, and then all of a sudden you show up in a Tinkerbell outfit.
Hello, can I get my children, please? Sure.
Right. Can you
call the police?
100%. Yeah. I can totally see this going the wrong way. So I'm going to rule against this punishment for sure.
Chris?
I'm trying to protect the other kids on campus. I'm ruling against this. He does not have to do this punishment.
Now that Tony brought that one part of it to life, I can't forget. I didn't even think about that. But yeah, if he gets out of his car in a Tinkerbell outfit...
Gosh.
There's going to be not just kids upset. There's going to be other parents upset.
There's going to be, parents are going to be emailing that school immediately, like in real time.
All right, that's it. There's one more, but we don't have time. But I'll just tell you, basically this guy's a girlfriend of 2 years. Her car, he said, smelled like it has roadkill in it all the time.
Ooh.
She says there's nothing she can do. He doesn't want to ride in the car anymore, and she's calling him disrespectful. Is he disrespectful for riding it, not wanting to ride in the roadkill car?
If your car genuinely smells like, first of all, there's no way that one person is smelling roadkill and the other one is not.
Yeah.
And she sounds like she's just conceding, like, I can't do anything about it. It smells like roadkill. It is what it is. He shouldn't have to ride. It's not disrespectful.
Chris?
Truth needs to be told here. You got to tell him.
Tell him what?
That I'm not getting in that car.
Right. Sorry.
Yeah.
All right, that's it for Sports Court. Good, because this is hot.
Yeah, a good relationship will stand it. So, you got to let it fly. Mark, Gwynn, and Chris, hour number two. Yeah.
What was that?
I don't know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.